a minute. Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business. A lot of moves. I'm saying wait a minute.
If your company is anything like our company, we are turning the new year at 2018 trying to fill some gaps financially. We try to take loans. We try to loan money from our investors. We try to take money that we made from last year and turn it over to this year. But the reality is most companies usually tap out towards the end of the year and they can't start their sales cycle quite on time and they need a bridge loan. They need some kind of funding. And honestly, if you're in the startup world, which obviously we live there, one of the biggest challenges that comes to mind is it takes time to develop relationships. It takes time to sort of campaign, if you will, to raise that kind of capital. Unless, of course, you choose to go the route of Kabbage, which is a financial services and data technology platform to provide fully automated funding to small businesses like mine in less than a minute. We have John Parisi, the head of customer and partner marketing from Kabbage, right here with us on the phone and in studio. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't work for Kabbage, so I probably didn't get that right. If you want to give everyone sort of a quick rundown of what exactly Kabbage is, and then I want to talk to you a little bit very specifically about how to go about this. Like what do customers look like for you? What are the benefits? And sort of walk me through the process. I want to give our listeners an understanding of how to use Kabbage as a tool.
Sure. So thanks for having me. So Kabbage really helps small businesses get the funding they need. And we've developed, like you said, a fully automated process to get customers funding in a very seamless and simple process. So business owners can apply online or via our mobile app even. And all you have to do really is link the data that you use to help manage your business. And so that can be things like your business checking account or your accounting data or your online sales. We collect a number of different sources. By linking those data channels, we're able to quickly review your business performance. It's really happened in just a matter of minutes. And we can provide a line of credit of up to $150,000. And we pride ourselves on that. Since we started lending, we've extended more than $4 billion to 130,000 small businesses. So we've developed quite a reputation and still moving forward.
So are you the guy to talk to when I tried to apply for this and I only got $35,000 and I wanted like 100? Are you the guy to talk to? How do I get that? How do I, as a customer, get more money? I'm not joking, but I'm sort of joking. If I'm a user, if I'm a person trying to use Kabbage, what are some of the things that you're analyzing to make this decision so that I can maybe improve on those metrics so that next time around I can get access to more capital?
Yeah, sure. So we look at a number of data sources. We're constantly monitoring them. When you link your data channels with us, we are able to not only monitor or understand your business performance like at that time when you're actually applying with us, but we're able to continually monitor it. So as your business continues to grow, your line of credit with Kabbage is going to kind of grow alongside that. And so we're really kind of looking for trying to track your revenue, trying to understand what your business outlook is going to be over the next 6 to 12 months. And because we've had such a strong history with so many different businesses, we feel very confident in our data to actually make that type of prediction.
Okay, so now I want to kind of figure out, like, as a customer, what does the process look like? So let's say I downloaded the app, I linked all my accounts, you guys had a chance to run it and come back to me, you said, I have access to $40,000, take me from there. What happens next?
Well, then it's really up to you, right? So that's kind of one of the beauties of our product is we aren't sort of like an all or nothing type of situation where you might apply and they say, okay, you are approved for a loan of $40,000. Do you want to take it or not? The way our process works, or the way our product works, rather, is that the funds are very flexible. There's it's really up to you, I guess, if you want to draw from that line, and you can draw in any increment that you want. So it's really a lot of flexibility there. And along with that flexibility, we're not charging any sort of fees just to set up your line of credit. You're not going to be paying anything until you take a loan. So really, you know, we're wanting to set this up for you. We want to make sure that we're providing the funds that you need. And then it's up to you when and how you choose to use those funds.
When I take that, so let's assume I took it on one full, you know, full chunk because I need to pay down payroll or whatever.
Yep.
Obviously, there's interest rates, and I'm sure that they vary in certain circumstances. But ultimately, if, like, I guess I'm trying to figure out, like, the best way imaginable for me to sort of mitigate paying interest or a huge amount of money for the access to this capital over time. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I were to, let's say I'm filling payroll, and I know that, like, next month or 2 months from now, I'll have all the money back, and so I paid off that entire loan in one fell swoop. Am I just incurring the fee, the cabbage fee, and then some interest on that month? Or how, walk me through, like, the payment process, if you can.
Yeah, let me explain the product a little bit, and that'll help explain it. So the way we work is it's up to you if you want to, when you draw those funds, you can choose to pay it back in a six-month term or a 12-month term. And with each month, it's just a small fee that's tacked on to the principal. So the principal is divided by the term of the loan, and then it's up to you. Then there's a small fee to pay back. Now, where we're different is that we don't have any kind of early payment fees. So if you choose to pay back the loan in 2 months or 4 months, all those additional fees that were going to be assessed each month are just completely wiped clean. So
you're just paying the cabbage, whatever the small fee for cabbage, and then the money that you took out, and if there's any other fees associated with the amount of time that you've had the money, that's all you owe.
Exactly. Yep. And everything's laid out very, very plainly. There's no hidden fees. There's actually, so it's somewhat of a prepayment benefit, if you will. So if you are able to pay off that loan early, we're not like front loading interest and on the loan. So really there is a huge benefit to being able to pay off that loan early. And a lot of people do that, right? So depending on what you need those funds for, if you know, say you're a retailer and you're going to be purchasing inventory, you know you can turn that inventory over in 3 months, well, then you know what type of ROI you're going to generate on that loan and when you're going to be able to pay it back.
So I think it's awesome. It's a great tool. I mean, obviously we've looked at other competitors and things like that prior to, you know, setting this up with you guys. And I one of the parts that I particularly liked about Cabbage, and we've got actual partners and companies that we've had on Technori that have used Cabbage. For example, Dude Wipes, which we've had on the show before with it might have even been you. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh, nice. So there you go. So, you know, one of the things that I particularly like about it is, like, for example, is we're covering costs or we want to hire somebody to explore something, but we don't have the revenue right now, but we know we will. I can take out a loan, get the money, pay my team what they need to get rolling, and then, you know, usually we do that in a case where I've got the money that I just didn't want to spend it in case something happened. Uh-huh. And I could just turn around to pay you back. And, you know, it would cost me a small fee to have that kind of flexibility is a big deal. If you can, walk us through a little bit on your own business model. I know that, you know, obviously there's certain parts of it you can't get into, I'm sure. But I'm just trying to understand as a company, you know, is the goal with Cabbage to deploy as much capital as it can to companies that it feels like it has a, you know, high return? Or is it, you know, I guess, is it for you guys, do you make more money for me holding onto the money longer, or do you make more money on the fact that if I take out 30,000 plus a small fee and I pay it back right away, you get to redeploy that 30 and get a fee again? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're asking. So, you know, we really aren't looking at it that way. So in theory, I suppose, if you were to hold on to that loan for a full 12 months, we would generate more fees on that one specific loan. But we actually, in terms of our customers, we most of our volume, most of our activity is coming from repeat business. So it would be a customer who pays down their loan and then comes back and takes an additional loan. Or it's somebody who takes, like you were describing, a bridge loan, somebody who's looking to fulfill some kind of short-term cash flow gap, and then they come back in 2 months to maybe do the same thing or maybe to take advantage of some kind of investment opportunity. So really, we are designing the product in a way that makes it flexible and makes it something that our small business owners like to use so that they continue to come back and take more loans. And so, you know, we're seeing in our data, like a lot of our customers are taking on average, like in their first like 4 years of doing business with us, like up to 20 to 25 loans. So a lot of that activity is just driven by repeat. And so we're a little less concerned on, you know, how long you're holding on to that loan and more concerned that, you know, you're having a really good experience with Kabbage.
That's a very well stated answer, to be totally honest with you. I guess, you know, we're in kind of fintech capital here where we've got, you know, Avant Credit and we've got Akuba and a few other ones that are kind of operating in the space with different twists. So it's always interesting to me to listen to like the model behind it, because there's obviously a lot of different ways to skin a cat, so to speak. And I think ultimately for startup companies, it's important that they recognize that flexibility is king. I mean, the ability to not accrue a ton of interest on stuff as well as have the ability to take multiple loans out in a short period of time, I think is the one, probably the one of the biggest assets that I see from you and companies similar to you that some of the banks that we've worked with don't have. It's, it becomes kind of a challenge. How do you say to a customer, how do you differentiate to, say, a normal bank? Let's say I bank at Chase and I have all this stuff, like, How does this differ from the experience that I would have going into Chase? And mind you, I already know the experience, which is why I downloaded the Kabbage app. But I'll let you tell the story.
Yeah, sure. So I mean, as far as let's talk about like the whole customer journey here, I guess. So if you are just coming to Kabbage for the first time, you know, compared to the traditional lending process, I mean, there's really no competition there. Our process is very smooth, very simple. There's no forms, no long forms, no waiting in line. You don't have to dig up old paperwork. Because we're able to do all of this digitally, we can, provide a response and provide an answer to how much you're going to qualify for very, very quickly. So everything's automated and very simple. I mean, and I should add, you know, we do take security very, very seriously. And so, you know, we're very focused on making sure that when we are collecting this information, nothing is stored and everything is incredibly secure. So no risk there. I think just the flexibility that you were describing, the fact that there's really no cost associated with setting up your line of credit, the fact that you won't pay anything until you take a loan. And then it's really up to you, like I said, to draw up to your line as often as needed, that's going to help you manage your business. And we do this in a way that's very, we try to provide as many flexible ways as possible. So you can do it through through the website, through your laptop, or through our mobile app. We also have a Kabbage card, which is a plastic that will just draw from your line so that if you are in construction business and you happen to be in Home Depot and need to purchase materials, you can just use our Kabbage card and draw from the funds that way as well. And so really we're really focused, like I said, on making this process simple for small businesses, really with the intention of building a long relationship with that customer.
Thank you very much for taking the time today, John. Where do people go to download the Kabbage app and all that good stuff?
You can go into the app store on your phone, or you can go directly to our website, www.kabbage, that's Kabbage with a K, .com.
Very cool. Awesome, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of course. You can catch this interview and more at technori.com. Download the Technori podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or you can follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.